This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You may want to think twice about going outside this morning. It is freezing out there. Make sure you go outside and start your car. Give it a chance to warm up if you're traveling or heading out to church this morning. Let it warm up. It'll be a lot easier on you and the car. We were talking with Pamela just before the break about amaryllis. And sometimes the boxed amaryllis are slower to produce a flower, but they will bloom. So I was telling Pamela, give it plenty of sun. Try and keep it as warm as possible. And then feed it on a monthly basis. You can use a liquid food like the Espoma Grow and do it every couple of weeks. And that will really push it. Now, once the amaryllis is done blooming, you're going to take a sharp knife and you're going to cut off the stem right as far to the base of the leaves as possible. But when it gets done blooming, take the base, take that stem right out. And the stem is going to be at least an inch in diameter and the center's hollow. So it's going to be relatively easy to cut off. And put it in a sunny window. Keep it there all summer. I mean, all winter. And then when it's safe to plant your tomatoes and your geraniums, take your amaryllis and you can put it into a 6 or even an 8-inch pot. I would prefer an 8-inch pot. And put it on your deck, your porch, your patio. If you don't have any room, then plant it right in the middle of your flower bed, right in the middle of your vegetable garden. And every time you feed the flowers, give your amaryllis some food. Every time you feed your tomatoes, you're going to feed your amaryllis. And I guarantee you, by fall, that bulb will be a third to 50% larger than it was in May. So you wait until September. You keep feeding it and feeding it. When the garden is ready to be clean, you dig up your amaryllis. You pot it up into a larger pot and give it a good drink. Give it some of the Espoma Grow and then leave it on your deck until it gets rooted in that container. Or you can dig it up, shake off the soil, and bring it into your basement and just let it sit on the floor. But I like to put it in a pot. That way, the plant has a chance to get established in the new container. And after you get through the month of October, so you're going to pot it for about a month. Once you get to the end of October, then you stop watering it, you stop feeding it, and you put it in your basement. And the leaves that are dark green will begin to fade. They'll go to yellow and brown. And then you can take a pair of pruners and you can remove it. and you want to leave a stump from the top of the bulb. Now, the bulb's going to be rounded. You'll have a thick stem. And when you prune it back, you want to leave about 3 inches of that stem so that your bulb will look like a light bulb. The bulb itself of the amaryllis bulb, is round, and it will have a thick stem, just like a light bulb. Rounded top with the threaded piece that goes into your socket. And you just leave it in the basement until you get to Thanksgiving or Christmas or beyond. You just leave it down there. It's got no water. It has, it's cooler. And then you bring it up and it will flower for you next winter. But the main thing is keep it alive right now. Don't get discouraged and say, I'm going to throw it away. Keep it in a nice sunny window if possible. Keep it nice and warm. Feed it every couple of weeks. And then, when it's done blooming, if you do it monthly, that'll be fine. But when the threat of frost is over where you live, either repot it into a larger container or just plant it in your garden. One thing less that you have to worry about, feed it on a regular basis, and it will get bigger. And as the bulb gets bigger, it's going to produce an additional stem. So instead of having one stem with three flowers, you could have two stems, but because it's bigger, with four flowers per stem. And an amaryllis can last for years and years. And I had one that I had bought from a box. I put it in the pot. That first year, a 6-inch, took that pot in the spring and increased it to a 6-inch pot and went through that process of keeping it outside, keeping it fed. It bloomed. It kept getting bigger and bigger. And then in the fall, I'd bring it in, put it in the basement, let it dry out, and then cut off the foliage as it turned brown. And within a 3-year period, on the sides of that original bulb, little baby bulbs started to form on it. Within a 5-year period, my amaryllis was in a 10-inch pot. And there were 7 bulblets that had developed from it. So now I had a clump. And when it came in bloom, I would have multi-stems coming from some of the new bulbs. And you have a choice. You can keep it as a clump of amaryllis, or in the summer when you get ready to put them out, or in the fall, you can divide them and make individual plants. But I like this big clump with a collection of bulbs around the mother and multiple stems. But feed it on a regular basis, and they'll do very, very well for you. But the secret is, when it gets done blooming, remove the stem, nice sunny window, fed on a monthly basis, and then put outside. But it needs to go dormant. So in September, when the kids go back to school, then you're going to either, if it's in a pot, put it in your basement. If it's in the garden, dig them up, repot them, let them grow in that pot for a month, so from September until October, and then let it sleep in your basement or crawl space, if you have a crawl space. But it needs that rest period. Okay, we've been talking a little bit about hydrangea. Telling you a little bit about the ball-shaped hydrangea or a mop head, the cone hydrangea, but there is a family of hydrangea for those of you that have some shade. Because your regular hydrangea, the cone and the mop head or the ball, have to have sun for them to bloom. There is a hydrangea, and it's called oak leaf. And it gets its name because the leaf looks like an oak leaf. And they're beautiful. The leaves will get about 6 to 8 inches in diameter, shaped like an oak leaf. The flowers that form on it are tighter and they're taller. So instead of having like your cone hydrangea, where the base could be 8 inches, the base on the oak leaf may be 4. And it grows straight up like a cylinder and then eventually to a little bit of a point. The thing that makes it pretty is that you can buy either white or pink varieties of the oak leaf hydrangea. And in the fall, when your hydrangeas are done blooming, the foliage of your oak leaf hydrangea will turn bright red. And it looks to be the same color as a burning bush. So if you've got a burning bush on your property, which should be in the sun, and you've got a little bit of shade, you plant the oak leaf, and it will have that bright red color in the fall of the year. And there's also a vine. And if you've got a tool shed that you don't want to look at, plant a couple of vine hydrangeas on each side of it. It will climb up your tool shed because it has roots that stick to any material, and it will grow and cover your whole tool shed with green foliage all summer long.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, don't be shy. 855-660-4261. And just for the break, I was telling you about the climbing hydrangea. And the climbing hydrangea can take full sun, and it can tolerate half a day of shade. Now, this is a very unique vine. And, you know, most people don't think of hydrangea as a vine, but there is a vine-type hydrangea. And as the plant begins to grow on the stem of it, or the vine, it will develop a little root on each side of the vine, and the root, as it touches the cement, or wood, or metal, the tip of that root will develop a little suction cup, and it will stick right to the surface of the plant that is growing up against. Now, if the stem, let's say, is growing 3 or 4 inches away from the plant, that root will grow and grow and grow till it hits the surface. It will attach itself, and then the root will shrink, and it will pull towards the surface the plant. Now it's tight up against it, and it's easier for the plant to really attach it. But if you've got a tool shed or a storage building, and it's rusted, it doesn't look very good, and you want to keep it almost forever, but not paint it and make it stand out. You plant a climbing hydrangea on both ends. You feed it like anything else. You fertilize it, and it will climb right up the side onto the roof, and you won't even see that tool shed in a 5 to 6 year period. If you're getting some light shade, and you want to look something that's pretty, or full sun, they produce even more flowers. But full sun to light shade, it will climb up a building. It will climb up a couple of stories. That's how high it will grow. If you have an ugly cement wall and you want to hide it, you plant the climbing hydrangea at the base about 10 feet apart. And within a 10-year period, you do not see that cement wall anymore. It's a great vine, and it will produce excuse me, will produce some nice flowers in the late summer. And finally, one more. There is a variety of hydrangea called lace cap. And these varieties, and there are several varieties of lace cap hydrangea, they are more temperature sensitive. It's not something that will grow in northern New England, upstate New York, in Minnesota. It's something that from Boston, Philadelphia, in that area, into New Jersey and west, it will do very well. But it is cold sensitive, and where the climate is cold, it just will not produce any flowers for you. But what makes it so unique, the blossom itself, the head of the flower, is flat. And it will be anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in diameter. Now, around the outer edges of the blossom is a single row of male flowers. Now, remember, the male flowers are large, about an inch, maybe a little bit more, and they will create a ring around the outside edge. From the outside edge to the middle is an assortment of female flowers, so that if you have a flower that's 4 inches, you're going to have an inch all the way around, and then the middle 2 inches will be all female flowers. Now, the female flowers are about the size of, about half the size of a pea, a regular green pea, half the size of that. And they will open up and give you a beautiful white blossom. But they're small. So you have a collection of big flowers on the outside, small flowers on the inside, and you can buy them that are all white and blue, or all blue. And they're wonderful. If you go to Cape Cod, for example, they're all over the place. But you got to stay south of Boston on the East Coast.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-660-4261. Now, if you're looking for a great plant, we've been talking about the hydrangea. And you have to decide when you want that plant to give you color. If you stay in your house all summer long, then it'd be nice to have color from spring until fall. If you spend the winter, the spring, and the fall in your home, and during the summer you have a cottage or a camp, then there's no sense planting at your home plants that are going to bloom when you're not there. Take those plants and plant them at your camp on a lake, a cottage. If you have a second home near the ocean, then you can plant things that are going to bloom when you're there. So depending on your lifestyle, plant when you're going to be there. If you spend a lot of time outside during the summer because of a pool or a deck or a patio, then you want to have color there during the time that you're outside. So in the spring of the year, it's nice to have forsythia in bloom because that's your first one that really is bright, it's colorful, and it's saying to you, spring is here. Let's get going. Let's get motivated. So it's nice to have forsythia, but if you're not going to be there when it comes in bloom, then this is what you want to do. Forsythia can be forced into bloom right now. So let's say in the spring you're going to be going on vacation for a week or two. Then right now, you know, it's cold outside, it's snowing outside, and everything looks like it's asleep. But forsythia is dormant, and it is asleep. And if your plant is starting to get out of control and large, prune back your forsythia. And I do this all the time. I'll go outside and I'll cut 10, 12 branches. And you can make them any length that you want. You can make them 3 feet long or even 18 inches long. Prune off a dozen or more branches. Bring them into your home. Put them in a tall vase. Fill it with water and keep it warm. And within a 10-day period, that forsythia will be in full bloom on your kitchen table. It will give you energy. And when it's snowing, what I'll do, my wife thinks I'm a wacko, but I'll pick up the vase of forsythia. I'll open up the door and I'll say, "Take that, old man Winter. I've got forsythia in bloom on my kitchen table." And I'll be cutting forsythia all winter long. As I see it starting to go by, and a few of the flowers are falling from the stems, I'll go back outside. I'll do some selective pruning, put it in a second vase, and a week to 10 days later, it's coming into bloom. So I'll have continuous flowering all winter long. Now, if let's say during the winter we have an ice storm. We did have one in Maine a week ago with a snow on Saturday, snow on Friday, an ice storm on Saturday, and then Monday another snowstorm. And if any of you had some breakage, if you had a flowering crab that a branch broke, or flowering dogwood that had some breakage, even a lilac. But any of your flowering trees, if a branch broke, take your pruners and remove the broken branch from the tree and then bring it inside the house. And what I want you to do is cut the branches to be a couple of feet long. Bring that inside. Take a big vase, fill it full of water, and then take the end of the stem where you made that fresh cut. Take a knife, a sharp knife, but lay it on a cutting board. Hold the branch in place, and about 3 inches from where you made the cut up the stem, take the knife, push it into the stem, and slice the stem, splitting it into two pieces. You don't want to break it out, but you just want to slice it. And you'll end up with a Y. And the reason that you're doing that is you're going to have more surface for that stem to absorb water. If you just cut it straight and stick it in there, you're going to have a half-inch diameter where water can come up the stem. But on hardwood plants, like dogwood, flowering crabs, anything that's going to bloom for you, that's broken, you need to slice and split that stem in two, put it in a vase of warm water, keep it in a warm room and some sun, and that dogwood, that flowering crab, if you have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, whatever you have, they all have flower buds on them. And if there's breakage on there, or you need to do some pruning, cut those branches, tall vase of water, and in a two-week period, you've got a flower show on your kitchen table. So that you could go out, take two or three branches of an apple, two or three branches of a pink flowering crab. You could go out and cut some dogwood, some flowering pear, some flowering cherries, some flowering plums, and make an assortment in your vase, just like buying a vase of cut flowers. But these are shrubs and trees that you have on your property. But you need to split the stem about 3 inches long. It will absorb water better. And by using an assortment of flowering trees, you're going to have different shapes of the blossoms, different sizes, different textures.
And the, for example, the flowering plum, that has red foliage. When the blossoms fall, you can remove all of the others, keep that plant in, and it will produce red foliage. Now you stick in new pieces of dogwood, flowering crab, flowering plum, apple, peach, anything that's going to be a tree that blossoms. Now you've got that red foliage in there to give you additional color. So that's something that you can do. It's easy, and I'll tell you, you do it this year, and I guarantee you by the end of winter, you'll say, it made me feel better. And you did the pruning on your plants. So I never prune flowering plants in the fall. I do the pruning during the winter when I need a sign that spring is coming. So don't be shy. Get out there, do a little bit of pruning, and it will work real well. Another thing that I like to do in my perennial garden, I have coral bells. Now, when I first started working in the industry, coral bells, it's a great perennial. It's hardy, will grow in full sun, it will grow in half a day of shade, but the foliage was green. And it produced a stem about 6-8 inches tall, and it had a cluster of little tiny bells that looked like the lily of the valley, but smaller. And they were pink, and it was beautiful. Well, they had done a lot of work to hybridize that plant, and the end result is that the coral bells now have red leaves, purple leaves, yellow leaves, variegated leaves, pink. I mean, the assortment is endless. But the good thing about the coral bell that you have in your garden, it will retain the foliage during the winter. And I planted some in the backyard, underneath a big rhododendron and near my tool shed. And I can enjoy that colorful foliage all summer when we sit on our deck. But during the winter, I'll just go out there, brush the snow away, and I'll cut a couple of stems. And I have a small container, probably about 6-8 inches high, and it will hold half a dozen stems. And I will pick a couple of red, a pink, a variegated green and pink, put them in the vase of water, and put it on the windowsill in the kitchen. So when we wash the dishes, we can see this bouquet of beautiful foliage. And it will retain those leaves all winter long. So if you don't have any snow, you've got a little bit of color. If you do have snow, then you just brush it away, and there it is. Cut it, bring it in the house. You've got a little vase on your windowsill with beautiful foliage. You won't get any flowers, but the foliage alone is absolutely beautiful. So if you're getting cabin fever with the cold, we've got a lot of winter ahead. January, February, March, and hopefully by April, things have warmed up, not like last year. But bring in some of your flowering plants. They're easy to force, and it will help the breakdown on that cabin fever, and you'll feel an awful lot better. And it's easy to do. So don't get discouraged. And if you need some help, give me a call. It's a toll-free line. The number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll work together so that we can solve some of your problems that you're having this year. So think positive. Get a copy of the newsletter on Thursday. And all you need to do is to go to my website, which we're beginning to work on right now. We're beginning to put all the old newsletter. Right now, they're all random. We're starting back in 2013, 2014. We're just getting them up. Once they're all up, then we'll put them according to the week of each month. They'll be there. And all you can do is just click on it, and you can read about some of those stories. So it's going to take us a while because we have 6 years, 7 years of them. But they'll all be up and running shortly. And you can go to paulparent.com. And one thing that may interest you is on the top of the website, it says more. And you click on that, and it will give you a list of everything that's in that site. But there is a web page in there of all the organizations that you can look into. If you like rhododendrons, there's the American Rhododendron Society, holly, hydrangeas.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year's to all of you listening to the program and to your family. Dress up warm if you're going outside. They're predicting the coldest New Year's Eve in 100 years. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in New York City when that ball drops? It's going to be cold. So dress accordingly, and you'll have a good time. One of the plants that I love in the spring, and this is something that you can force, is the magnolia. And magnolia can easily be forced for following the same directions that I gave you before the break, which is cutting branches about a couple of feet long, splitting the stem with a sharp knife. Just be careful. And you want to split into the stem about 3 inches. And it will create a V, and the moisture can get up into the stem to encourage the flower buds to blossom. So anything that blooms in the spring of the year can easily be forced into bloom during the winter. And there is a lot of plants, but the magnolia is one. And the magnolias have gone through a lot of changes in the last 10 years. When I first started in the nursery business in the late 60s, we had maybe half a dozen. We had a star, which is a blossom about 4 to 6 inches, and it had many, many petals. And it looked like a windmill. So, like you would blow on the windmill and it would turn, something on a stick that the kids would have. So, it would have little petals about 3 to 4 inches long, an inch to an inch and a half in diameter, in a big cluster. And that is called the star magnolia. And that is the hardiest of the magnolias, and they can be planted further up north than most of the other magnolias. And then we had the saucer, which looked like your hand, like a giant tulip. And they came out in beautiful white colors. It had some varieties that the outside of the petals were pink, and outside of the petals were purple. They grew big. The blossom, 6 to 8 inches in height. And you saw the outside that was purple, the inside that was white. Really beautiful on a tree. And it usually bloomed in the early spring around Easter time. Well, about 5 years ago, I was in Rhode Island, and I came across a yellow hydrangea. A yellow magnolia. I almost drove off the road. I couldn't believe it was yellow. I pulled over and walked into the yard and started looking at the tree, and the owner came out and I said, "What is this? Is this a magnolia?" And they said, "Yes, it's brand new. I've had it for 3 years and it's just so eye-catching." And I just couldn't believe it. So I just assumed that it wouldn't be hardy in northern New England. 3 years ago, I was at Lake Street Garden Center in southern New Hampshire doing a live broadcast at their nursery and garden center. And they were selling yellow magnolias. I was so excited. I had problems doing the show. I went out. I tagged the tree, bought it, brought it home, and planted it in southern Maine. And I just couldn't believe it when it would come into bloom, because it had these big flowers, 6 inches or more, bright yellow, like a dandelion. But I never thought it was going to be hardy. Well, when I talked with the owner of Lake Street Garden Center, these plants are being grown in Michigan, so that they are grown in a cold climate. And that's where he buys his plants. And I've had mine for 3 years. It's now about 8 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And if you're looking for something different, you say, "Oh, I don't like flowering crabs. Oh, I don't like dogwoods," then get a yellow magnolia this spring. And you will love it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.